Message number 884. I must warn the world of the large number of false prophets who at this time try to drown out my voice. Thursday, August 22, 2013. My dearly beloved daughter, I must warn the world of the large number of false prophets who at this time try to drown out my voice. I have sent a number of prophets, all with different missions, to prepare God's children. These messages regarding the end times are the only authentic messages of their kind at this exact time, for I would never confuse God's children. These messages must never be compared to others which are being spread everywhere right now in order to contradict my holy word. There can only be one book of truth, only I, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, can reveal the contents. Those of you who believe me can be so easily fooled. You must know that messages which contradict these, and where it is claimed that they come from God, that this is impossible. Do you trust me only a little? Or do you embrace me as I desire you to, with a full and open heart? I call out to you with love and concern. I do not try to appeal to your intelligence. I call to you through your heart, and I draw your soul to me. When you feel my presence in these messages, then there is no need to seek endorsement or approval from anyone. I am as I am. I stand before you as it was meant to be now. My Father would never permit me to reveal the content of the Book of Revelation to anyone else, but the seventh messenger for this day has arrived. Many authentic visionaries have given the world the Word of God in the past and suffered terribly for this. Many still receive consolation from me, and I will continue to communicate to them, for I need their suffering and prayers. They are my chosen souls, and each has a role to play in saving other souls. This mission is the last. I instruct you to heed my word now in the present. Only my word given to you through these messages will guide you through the persecution. With them I bring you great graces. You must never insult me by contaminating them when you challenge my word, when you compare my messages with the fiction produced by false prophets. You do not need anyone to guide you towards my great mercy. You must focus only on these messages and remain loyal to my teachings of old now, for they are your saving grace. Your Jesus.